Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A rumor circulated widely that more people voted in Wisconsin than were registered. And that wasn't true. And it might be due to an honest mistake. The originator of the rumor was looking at the registration numbers for 2018. More people did vote in Wisconsin in 2020 than were registered in 2018. Now, the real numbers are almost as incredible. Almost as incredible. In 2020, 80%, 88% of those registered to vote seem to have voted. In Ohio, another battleground state, the turnout was a much more typical 68%. The highest voter turnout in recent years nationwide was 61.6% in 2008. In 2012, the last year for which data was readily available for Wisconsin, the turnout was 65%. So, if the Wisconsin average was 88% statewide, some parts of the state obviously had to have higher numbers. And in this regard, the city of Milwaukee is suspect, and not all of Milwaukee either. Contrary to expectation, in many of the wards with the heaviest concentration of black American voters, the turnout was relatively light. Joe Biden was no Barack Obama. More on that in a minute, though. And let's just call this a work in progress, because, you know, you got to look at these things ward by ward. And, you know, some of the things you may see in some of these smaller detailed things, which are not really apparent to most people, sort of seem a little bit legitimate, you know? Those who know Milwaukee better, well, give me a shout. The most striking feature of the data is a fact that cries out for clarification. In seven wards in Milwaukee, voter turnout appears to have exceeded 100%. In two of those wards, turnout exceeded 200%. In another 15 wards, voter turnout exceeded 95%. Joe Biden carried 21 of the 22 wards of the 95-plus percent wards. But then again, he carried all but one of the 67 additional wards in which the turnout was above 90% and won 80% of the vote citywide. This is hard to keep up with, isn't it? In 25 wards, he received 97% or more of the vote, none higher than 98%. Based on exit polls, it is highly likely that these were overwhelmingly black districts. No other demographic could produce those numbers. So, you could suspect that the Democratic operatives could not afford a repeat of Philadelphia 2012 when Barack Obama received 100% of the votes in 59 voting districts. They know that Trump is no Mitt Romney. So, we get this from PolitiFact as they try to cover for this apparent fraud. We get this: for Pennsylvania, the meme reads, in 59 voting districts in the Philadelphia region, Obama received 100% of the votes without not a single vote recorded for Romney, a mathematical and statistical impossibility. This kind of happened, and it's not actually mathematically impossible. I don't know if they actually, if they believe that, if they said that with a straight face, I don't know. They sound pretty foolish. Barack Obama outscored Romney by a combined 19,605 to zero votes cast in those 59 districts. Even in Cuba, Fidel Castro didn't do that well. That said, not a single major media outlet followed up on the Philadelphia story. And they should have, because according to Roper, Romney received 6% of the black vote nationwide. Now, if those numbers were legitimate and they held in Philadelphia, for example, there's no reason to believe they would not have nearly had 1,200 of these Philadelphia voters would have voted for Romney. If only 14 people voted in those districts, the odds would have favored Romney's receiving at least one vote. If 80 people had voted, he would have had better than a 99% chance of receiving at least one of those votes. With nearly 20,000 voters, the odds of him being completely shut out are beyond any reasonable calculation. You see where this is going, right? Now, according to exit polls, Trump doubled Romney's vote totals among black Americans to 12%. We knew that Trump had to beat 10. The Democrats needed 90% of black America to vote for them, for them to win. And they didn't get that. And to subtract all of his votes would have been too obvious. So interestingly, in every one of these 97 to 98% wards, voter turnout was below the statewide average. This suggests that if there were any mischief, it was of the traditional small scales kind. Now, Wisconsin, we're back to Wisconsin now. Wisconsin has known voter fraud before, but never on this scale. According to the MacGyver Institute, a Wisconsin free market think tank, nearly 4,000 cases of likely voter fraud were recorded by state officials after the 2016 election. Close to to 1,000 of which were referred to district attorneys. The likely large-scale fraud of 2020 calls way too much attention to itself. If you look at this data, and if this data is correct, there are people on the hard left who may want to get caught. For them, a Biden win overturned by the Supreme Court would offer a whole lot more opportunity for mayhem than they could hope to find with a faltering old leftist as a president. This is a theory that I had not considered. Because some of this stuff, this 138,000, 108,000, 27,000, 15,000, all these ballots that are appearing in the, you know, between, you know, midnight and 6 a.m., all for Biden. See, Antifa and some of these other people, they're not in it for certain things. And it just makes me wonder. I don't know who would be on this. I don't know who would be doing some of these things. But it just makes me wonder. I'm just, you know, just thinking out loud. And that, by the way, is actually the Supreme Court does have the power to get out there and declare something to be not correct, null and void, not legitimate, those kind of things. Recount, re-election, election do-over, that kind of thing. It would be an extreme thing. I don't even know how plausible it might be, but it is possible. So we're going to see in time. We're going to see in time. So everything isn't all dark. It's interesting. If it wasn't so infuriating, I'm more angry than I am scared. But, you know, a calm mind is a dangerous mind. I'm trying to maintain that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Long time ago, when free elections were still a staple of American government, along with that peaceful transition of power, a former U.S. president named George H.W. Bush was mulling over how to respond to Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait in August of 1990. Should he rescue Kuwait or keep American noses clean and allow Saddam's aggression to take its course? Now, Margaret Thatcher gave Bush a few words, now a famous quote. Remember, George, this is no time to go wobbly. Today, if you are a Trump supporter, this is advice that we should take as we reel over a banana republic attempt to steal a presidential election playing out before our eyes. It began with Democrats running a senile candidate who had been in government for almost 50 years with no meaningful accomplishments other than making his family members multimillionaires by selling his influence as a U.S. senator and then as vice president. In contrast, President Trump has a list of accomplishments over his first term eclipsing that of any previous president in recent memory. He generated enthusiasm among his supporters, not seen for any other presidential candidate. Tens of thousands waiting in line all day, often in rain or in freezing cold, just to be part of a Trump rally. The pollsters predicted a blue wave, with Democrats winning the White House and the Senate, expanding their House majority in preparation for an opposition-free opportunity to enact this far-left agenda, which will make Cuba or Venezuela jealous. The polls were wrong now, then, as they were in 2016, putting another nail in the coffin of their non-existent credibility. Election day has come and gone. News networks with Fox News leading the pro-Democrat charge were quick to declare Biden as the winner of states with only a few votes counted, such as Arizona, while refusing to call states like Florida for Trump, despite a commanding lead with almost all votes counted. California was called for Trump, for Biden at the moment the polls closed. Prognostications were all over the map, depending on who you watched or listened to. Things were trending in Trump's direction, as evidenced by the betting odds suddenly favoring Trump and the Chinese yuan dropping precipitously, as their benefactor, Joe Biden, appearing to be headed to his basement. Red wave had come into the building. But there was time for a coordinated kill switch to be pulled on Trump, orchestrated between the Democrat Party and big media. Around midnight, several battleground states with Democrat governors stopped counting votes. And all at the same time, with nary a word of dissent or concern from the media, who likely knew of the evening's plans ahead of time. It just happened. What a brilliant way to stop the president's momentum. Just like a losing basketball team calling a timeout when the other team is on a tear. Several hours later, when Americans were asleep, huge batches of 100,000-plus votes suddenly appeared in crucial swing states. How remarkable that these votes were all for Biden and none for Trump. What are the odds of that? Out of all those votes, out of that 500,000 votes. And all of a sudden, these red-leaning states were toss-ups, and then they were solidly blue. Republican poll watchers were chased away by local election officials unable to verify the credibility of these magically appearing votes. Were they legitimate? Were they signed by actual voters? Were they filled out by Democrat operatives in the weeks before the election ready to be delivered on election night as planned? And then Viola. states initially won by Trump are now being called for Biden, pushing Sleepy Joe closer to the magic 270 number. Trump and his team are suddenly on defense, demanding recounts, looking for the courts for justice and fairness. Rather than voters choosing the next president, it is being decided by election officials, vote counters, lawyers, and judges. Democrats have turned a successful incumbent president into an Al Gore in 2000, with the media squarely in Biden's camp, calling on Trump to give up for the sake of unity and healing. Trump supporters are understandably devastated and watching an election being stolen right before their eyes. Who wouldn't be? Imagine if the parties and candidates were reversed, with Republicans miraculously finding ballots to push their candidate from losing to winning. Suppose there were more votes cast for Trump in a state than there are registered voters in the same state. The usual Democrat mouthpieces would be all over the news, unable to contain themselves at all. This only confirms that this election is Trump and his supporters against the ruling class of both parties, academia, media, entertainment, finance, and the rest of the enlightened world. But this is not Trump's first rodeo against such resistance, which began the day he rode down the escalator in June of 2015. Look what he survived. He survived the Access Hollywood tapes, Spygate, the Mueller investigation, Stormy, Avenatti, Cohen, and other failed Trump slayers. He faced impeachment. He followed immediately by a Chinese virus, which he caught, which was unleashed on the world. Tell-all books, nothing but hostility from virtually all the national and world media. His supporters were called names, were all deplorables and chumps, and were Nazis, white supremacists, racists, homophobes, xenophobes, knuckle-dragging, banjo-playing deliverance types. They want us dead from the virus or injury at Democrat-supported riots, or else sent to re-education camps. If this were directed against any Republican but Trump, they would have folded and crawled into a hole and would have already given a concession speech. But Trump is a winner. Since his famous escalator ride, we've known this. Everything thrown at him has bounced away. And I can't imagine that he has not gamed out the scenario, as well as myriad other schemes they might have thrown at him. So if he was truly caught flat-footed, then that's on him, and he may finally lose. But he wouldn't just lose going back to the Trump Tower real estate deals. He and his family, as well as his inner circle, would be destroyed, bankrupted, and imprisoned, and he knows the stakes. So, given his track record, I'm not sure he has lost yet. So, he's not quitting. And we, as his supporters, cannot afford to do that as either. And maybe that's sort of Pollyannish to think that way. But Trump, when Trump gives up, I'll give up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has a lead of just over 12,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania Republican State Senator Jake Corman says recent rule changes are leading to confusion in his state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and a vice sense of the governor, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether President Trump or it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if, say, Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going to believe it.
President Trump in a statement saying, "We believe the American people deserve to have full transparency into all vote counting and election certification, and that this is no longer about any single election." You're listening to USA Radio News. The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
"Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work."
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. Biden is set to address the nation on Friday night. No word as far as what he will exactly be talking about. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A recent study out of Columbia University Mailman Public School of Public Health relies on a very flawed model to assert that more restrictive gun control laws yield lower homicide rates in the states with the laws and even in neighboring states. But this study does have a fundamental problem, where the approach taken is that it assumes crime is a public health issue and tries to analyze the criminal justice problem with an epidemiological lens. And what it ends up with is this distorted picture of a very real issue. And this is the thing. Homicide is not a public health problem. It has never been a public health problem. Homicide is violence, which has nothing to do with public health. Now, public health may deal with the results of violence, but it has nothing to do. It's not a part of that category. Setting aside the fundamental problem that underpins this model, there are other more practical issues with the study design. They examine county-level data, but draw state-level conclusions. And the extended period of time analyzed from 2000 to 2014 captures numerous law changes on not only the state laws included in the model, but also on the local and federal levels, which are not taken into account. For example, there was a federal ban on the now popular modern sporting rifle for the first 4 years of this period. Significant changes have been made to the federal background check system that all federally licensed firearm retailers are required to use for each gun sale. Cities have enacted laws that extend far beyond state laws. None of these factors were accounted for in the model. And granted, these laws may not have any impact on crime rates, but ignoring their existence and changes in the model is a very serious gap. The model incorporated a count of gun laws as a measure of the strictness of gun control in a given state. And that's a very overly simplified measure, which ignores the fact that one law may be far stricter than another. Then, for example, two neighboring states may both have arbitrary limits on the ammunition capacity of legally owned magazines, but one may set the cap at 10 and another at 50. While neither would impact the action of criminals, it is absurd to argue that one law is equivalent to another. And frequently states enact laws that mirror existing federal rules. So counting the state laws as standalone laws ignore the fact that the same rules apply in neighboring states that have not passed laws that are already covered under federal measures. Now, a simple logic test would have stopped this research in its tracks. It simply does not explain the nightmarish scenarios that residents of Chicago and New York City experience year after year. These two cities have some of the strictest gun control laws in the United States. There's no evidence that these laws prevent criminals from committing crimes. And as the study points out, Vermont has very few gun laws on the books, yet Vermont has one of the lowest violent crime rates in the country. Additionally, on a national level, the number of guns in the hands of consumers is rising, and violent crime is steadily declining. But, you know, it's no surprise that the authors do not argue that their results are causal. They point to associations between the number of laws and homicide. They are careful to note that establishing the direction of the association is an intractable problem for observational research of firearm laws and firearm homicide. I'm not sure. Well, that particular phrase, I'm sitting here. States enact laws in reaction to homicides, which may bias associations in favor of. So, in other words, they're not proactive. They're reactive. Okay? When clumsily attempting to address the failure of their presupposed conclusion that fewer gun laws in one state lead to more homicides in another state, the authors include an astounding sentence that we really got to look at and maybe address. Consumers of legal firearms may be a different population from consumers of illegal firearms. Let me say that again. Consumers of legal firearms may be a different population from consumers of illegal firearms. Now, that statement by itself, you know, when you get out there and you say, I'm not sure these people are in touch with America, this brings whole new meaning to that. If there were any questions about the bias of this study, that sentence would dismiss any questions outright, right that minute. Yes, law-abiding citizens who decide to purchase guns are not the same individuals who choose to break the law and misuse likely illegal firearms for crimes such as homicide. What a shocker. Here's the thing. This is the thing. Nobody that you know, nobody I know, goes to the gun shop, and, you know, while they're buying a gun, they're not going, hey, so what are you doing this weekend? Well, I'm buying this gun because I'm going to go out and commit some homicide. Gun control laws, by definition, only affect the common law-abiding citizen. A public health model cannot distinguish between the hundreds of healthy, safe, and legal reasons that we buy guns and the actions of criminals, because these models assume that the gun is the problem. And therein lies the big issue, the big rub. The gun is not the problem. The intent is the problem. The motive is the problem. Now, when I buy a gun, my biggest thing with the gun is going to be, can I shoot the gun? Can I shoot it well? And that's my big thing. Getting out there is not the big problem. Finding the gun that I want to try is the big problem. There's a couple of guns I keep going back to. There's a couple of guns I try that I really like. There's a couple of guns that, you know, I like 1911s, single action trigger, hammer fired. That whole weapon system I love. I love purely because of the grip angle and the trigger. That's it. And my accuracy with that setup. It should be game over for me. It is not, because there's so many other fine weapons out there to consider. So many more. But, now on the other hand, a criminal is not out there going, you know, I want a Glock 43. I want a CZP-10. He's going to take whatever weapon he can get, whatever bullets go in it, and he's going to use it to commit a crime. He's not going to the range to perfect his accuracy. He's not going to train to learn how to grip the gun. The gun is, one, intimidation, two, weapon. And if it gets to the point of it being used as a weapon, well, then, you know, no compunctions about killing you. But, I mean, it's probably going to be done at a distance of about 3 feet. But I saw that, and I just laughed at that when I saw that. I just wanted to share that with you. You may be a different population. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule. That delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. November 5th was Guy Fawkes Day in England, which commemorates a failed plot to subvert the government by blowing up Parliament in 1605. In America, the 5th of November yielded its share of plots, too. So let's look at some summaries, if we should, of many examples of alleged voter fraud in Democrat-run swing states or districts, just to take it in for the scope, shall we? Arizona, a voter filed a lawsuit claiming that a poll worker gave her a Sharpie to complete her ballot. When the ballot box failed to register her vote, the poll worker refused to give her a new ballot. Right off the bat, that sort of sounds sort of weak to him. Does that sound as weak to you as it does to me? I mean, I got nowhere near a Sharpie when I was voting. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced yesterday that there were fewer than 25,000 uncounted absentee ballots in the state. Just a few hours later, he revised that to around 55,000 to 60,000. He then said 30,000 to 35,000 ballot fluctuation was normal. Yeah. This is the thing. See, they were going to do all of these this early voting, right? And we're expected to believe that they didn't know how much they sent out, how much they had received. That's the fluctuation, I guess, which is quite a fluctuation. Michigan, despite a guarantee under Michigan law, the Trump campaign was denied access to voting locations across the state. a postal whistle, a postal worker whistleblower revealed to Project Veritas that the supervisor at the branch in which he worked instructed carriers to collect all ballots received on November 4th after the election deadline, put them in a special express bin. Once there, they were hand-stamped November 3rd and then forwarded to the distribution center. And keep in mind that postal carriers have skin in the game because the 300,000-strong National Association of Letter Carriers, both retired and current, endorsed Biden, saying that his winning was a matter of survival. William Bradley, who was born in 1902 and died in 1984, voted by absentee ballot in Wayne County. Nevada. Nevada was one of the states that used the Wuhan virus to mail election ballots to all registered voters. Project Veritas has a video of a Las Vegas mailman passing a handful of unclaimed ballots to an undercover journalist. The Secretary of State, on Wednesday, announced that Nevada would stop releasing election information until Thursday, a signal lack of transparency. The Nevada Republican Party released a video of a woman whose dead grandmother voted in the 2020 election. The Trump campaign filed suit in Nevada, alleging that it has proof that dead people and non-residents voted in the election. A woman alleged that she could not vote because someone had stolen her mail-in ballot and voted in her place. Thieves also stole her roommate's ballot. A poll worker was barred from access when he tried to monitor the vote. Pennsylvania. In Erie, a postal worker whistleblower revealed to Project Veritas that supervisors told postal workers to give any ballots that came in after November 3rd, the election deadline, directly to the supervisors. Supervisors then gave the ballots a November 3rd postmark and delivered them. In Luzerne County, someone found 9 military ballots in the trash. 7 of the 9 were votes for Trump. No one knows how many other ballots may have also been discarded. In Allegheny County, with 35,413 ballots still outstanding, the election staff took the day off from counting on Thursday so they could do administrative work. Republican election observers went to court to get an order enforcing a 6-foot viewing distance instead of the 100 feet that campaign officials were allowing. The court granted the order, but 2 hours later, while the campaign officials had moved the barriers 94 feet further into the room, they'd moved the ballot machines further away, once again keeping the, beyond the observer's line of vision. Kathy Brock, or Bockvar, the Secretary of the Commonwealth, tried hard to explain away as a clerical error the fact that countries were returning more mailed-in ballots than anyone had requested. A Democrat named Philly Godfather, sports bettor, apparently tweeted out a shocking video of bad things happening. His post has since vanished from Twitter. But if you go to his Twitter feed, he claims that there's shocking stuff, including individuals voting as many as 6 times. Democrat officials are giving the Biden camp private information about the margin of victory they anticipate for him, almost like they've got a hand in creating it. Virginia. Democrat Representative Abigail Spanberger, who had been down by about 1,350 votes, suddenly surged into the lead when the officials discovered thousands of overlooked ballots just hanging around in a flash drive. Wisconsin. People in Greenville, Wisconsin, our police in Greenville, Wisconsin, found 3 trays of mail in a ditch. The trays included absentee ballots. With the dead having risen from their graves in so many states, a different kind of help is on the way. Matt Brainerd made a successful GoFundMe pitch for a study that will allow him to compare the Social Security Death Index, all requested absentee ballots or early votes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We're going to make a death list. It's preposterous that we have to go to this length just to find out certain things. All right. I got a question for you. Are you ready in the event things do get bad over all of this? The quest, with the way things are right now, the current state of affairs in the United States, readiness should be on your mind. And ask yourself, are you ready? It's a bit perplexing, that dedicated students continue to train and agree that training is beneficial and should be done, but when the time comes to actually put some of that training or doctrine to use in a course that is reality-based, a lot of people don't seem to have that taught skill since previous training sessions. And in many cases, those sessions were, might have been months or even a year ago. So let's talk about a few things. The gut. You got to have shooting skill. And you got to be able to conceal, carry a, you got to have a method to it. You got to have the options that are under constant refinement. You have to develop and maintain good concealment technique. And efficiency of drawing your handgun takes continued practice. And drawing from concealment and making defensively accurate hits on target with your handgun in a quick time, that's a goal. Do you ever train in dim light conditions? And do you carry a flashlight? You should. Do you carry a carbine-style firearm in your vehicle on a daily basis? Is it ready? Is it accessible within the confines of your local law? I carry a carbine on a regular basis. And maybe you should think about doing that too. Emergency medical. If we do get into something, emergency medical is going to become a thing that we really need to have. And I can't, you know, carry a tourniquet with you all the time. Take a few classes. That would be a really good thing. Combatives. In actuality, very few confrontations escalate to the level of use of a gun. And you should seek to avoid any and all of the confrontation, if at all possible. But realizing that a skill set in the hands on combatives, which includes blade work, may in fact be critical. That comes into play. We should, you know, learn one punch, one kick. That would come into play. And if you do get into something, if you don't avoid everything that you have to avoid in order to stay out of trouble, stay out of a confrontation, if you start it and you get bested, that doesn't mean you go to gun. Just some quick reminders. Coming up next, we should be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.